With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Haya Panjabi has a report for us on that Wisconsin school shooting investigation.
At a news conference, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said they're looking into the shooter's online activity.
Identifying a motive is our top priority, but at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors.
Bullying is also being looked into. Barnes also said no one was specifically targeted.
Everyone was targeted in this incident, and everyone was put in equal danger.
News conference audio is courtesy of WKOW. The girl also wounded six others in the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, including two students who were in critical condition. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The government issuing some new rules about safety belts in passenger vehicles.
A warning sound will now be required if those riding in the front and rear seats are not buckled up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration finalized the rule Monday, which will also require longer warnings applying to unfastened front seat belts.
That is George Williams reporting. Many travelers have to worry about airline delays, but for two astronauts stranded on the International Space Station, they've got another flight delay of their own.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams left for the International Space Station June 5th. There were problems with the Boeing Starliner capsule that got them there. The capsule returned to Earth in September without them.
90% of our training is preparing for the unexpected.
Wilmore says that's just the way it goes. NASA says the plan now is for them to return in late March or even April. Sonny Williams said back in September she loves it in space.
It's just fun. You know, every day you do something that's work, quote unquote.
And that report from correspondent Ed Donahue on Wall Street. Dow futures up 100 points. This is SRN News. The Scripps Spelling Bee embraces feminism. Here's Michael Harrington.
Organizers of the annual contest say they will now accept a new spelling for the word women that eliminates any reference to men. Women, spelt W-O-M-Y-N, was first promoted in the 1970s by feminist leaders in an effort to, quote, make the word free of masculine influence. Scripps officials say they're making the change because the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has done so. The 100th edition of the Spelling Bee is set to take place in May of next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel is closing its embassy in Ireland over the latter country's support for the Palestinians. The decision to close that embassy comes in response to what the Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar describes as Ireland's extreme anti-Israel policies. Earlier this year, Israel recalled its ambassador to Dublin after Ireland announced, along with Norway, Spain, and Slovenia, it would recognize a Palestinian state. This is SRN News. An Alabama woman is doing well after the latest experimental pig kidney transplant into a human being. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
After 8 years on dialysis, Tawana Looney had pig kidney transplant surgery last month at NYU.
I feel like I got a second chance on life. That's like a new beginning.
Looney had donated a kidney to her mom, then got high blood pressure from pregnancy, her remaining kidney failing. She's the fifth American given a gene-altered pig organ, Dr. Jamie Locke.
It was remarkable. The kidney pinked up and looked just like a human kidney. It made urine within just a few minutes.
Two previous pig transplant patients, both sicker, died. I'm Julie Walker.
And it's technology that could be growing. United Therapeutics aims to begin the world's first formal studies of pig-to-human transplants next year. More on these stories at srnnews.com.